Good morning. It is a Monday morning, Memorial Day. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time on the holiday to talk with us. We're going to start with Republican Senator James Todisco, who's written to New York's congressional delegation and U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to forgive student loans for Gold Star families.
Yeah, Todisco sent a letter basically, as you said, to the U.S. Education Secretary and the congressional delegation. He wants to create a new federal student loan forgiveness program for Gold Star families. Those are children and spouses of service members who lose their lives while on active duty. It really would be the second time, from the state level anyway, they're focusing on Gold Star families. Earlier in the year, there was a little controversy after the Democrats wouldn't pass a bill that would make college tuition free for students of Gold Star families. And finally, after the Republicans raised a ruckus, the Democrats did pass it. So this is, on Memorial Day, Todisco sent a letter saying now we should do a loan forgiveness, a federal loan forgiveness program for Gold Star families.
From there, we go back to the final sprint for the legislature this week and a number of things on tap.
Yeah, the legislature comes back on Wednesday. They'll be here Wednesday and Thursday, and they begin the final sprint toward the end of the session, which is scheduled for, I believe, June 19th. There's still issues that are out there. They have to extend the rent control laws that expire, and there's a lot of talk about expanding them and just how they're going to do it, whether they expand it to include upstate. That's some of the stuff that's going to be discussed. Will they legalize marijuana? Will they allow driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants? These are among the issues that are still out there that the legislature is going to deal with in the final couple weeks.
Nick Langworthy from Erie County, the head of the GOP there, got enough support fairly quickly and is now the new chair. Ed Cox, longtime chair, heads to work with the Trump campaign. And certainly this is a turn to the right.
Yeah, they found Ed Cox a soft landing spot. It was clear that it was a tight race, but it looked like Langworthy was going to win it. He got the help. The Buffalo News reported over the weekend that President Trump himself called Langworthy on May 16th and basically urged him to keep going and urged him to take control of the party. And then the Trump team gave Cox a consolation prize by he'll be on the fundraising team in New York State moving forward. So Cox will serve out his term, which goes through July, but they're already starting the transition. Langworthy is from Buffalo area. He's upstate. He's much more of a Trump guy, although Cox, since Trump took over, morphed into one. But Langworthy, he's young. He's 38 years old. He'll be the youngest state chairman in New York history. So it is a changeover.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Monday. He is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. And we thank you, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.